This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. Corelli's Restaurant in Craig will soon have new owners. Anthony and Kimberly Teeter, in partnership with Anthony's cousin David of Craig, are set to purchase the popular Italian restaurant on Yampa Avenue on Wednesday.
Owning Corelli's, for me, it's about helping the community, helping keep jobs in the community. We're part of this community, and we have to keep this community running well.
Corelli's has been owned by Stephanie and Brett Etzler for the past 12 years. The new owners and the former owners will work together for about a month once the sale goes through on Wednesday. Anthony Teeter says they plan to keep the menu pretty much the same.
We're basically going to keep it the same, but we're going to improve on the ingredients. We're trying to have the best pizza possible.
That means New York pizza and a Sicilian deep dish pie. Teeter says Corelli's is open 4 days a week right now, but they hope to increase that to 5 or 6 days, plus adding a Sunday brunch and maybe breakfast. The Moffat County School District Board of Education meets tonight. As of last week, only one person had turned in a letter of intent to be on the school board to fill the vacant position, which will be discussed at the meeting. A work session starts at 5, then the regular meetings at 6:30. It's in the gym at district offices at 600 Texas Avenue, or you can watch via Zoom. The Moffat County School District website currently lists 42 job openings, including an administrative position for interim elementary school principal at Sandrock Elementary. There are 11 job openings under athletics and activities for different coaches needed in the district. The website for the Steamboat Springs School District lists 43 openings. There's a trailhead camera up at Dry Lake on Buff Pass outside of Steamboat. If you're headed up there, especially with a trailer full of snowmobiles, you can access the camera to see how crowded the parking lot is. The webcam was installed to help ease parking congestion at the Dry Lake trailhead. However, the solar battery has died on the camera. The U.S. Forest Service is working on getting a new battery to reinstall as soon as possible. Save the date. The KRAI Holiday Drive is December 1st and 2nd. That's this Thursday and Friday at Centennial Mall. We're collecting for Christmas for Kids, Christmas for Seniors, Interfaith Food Bank, and Open Heart Advocates. All donations stay in Moffat County, and we'll keep you posted on the details. I'm Shannon Lukens, first with local news, weather, and sports. You can access it anytime at steamboatradio.com.